We age as we breathe, unnoticed except when it creates discomfort. At 62, at the offices of the Social Security Administration in Cambridge, Maryland, I formally applied for Social Security. It was a sobering moment. The clerk, a pretty young woman, asked how she could help me. I told her I was applying for retirement benefits. She asked me how old I was. 62, I replied. Surely, I thought she'd protest and say, oh no, you can't be 50 at the outside. However, she accepted my disclosure as a matter of fact and looked at me respectfully, even sympathetically, but not with a hint of erotic interest. I had entered another chapter in my life. I live in a consumerist culture. It's constantly bombarding me with images of youth and beauty. Modern Maturity, ARP's publication, has been complicit in fostering this contempt for aging. The magazine, A Rag for Seniors, reveals a not-so-hidden anxiety about the complexities of real aging. The elders of our postmodern era are revered only if they look young and act young. They now featured pictures of media celebrities, ones that look decidedly young. One edition appeared with a sexy 52-year-old woman on the cover with copy that read, "Great sex, what's age got to do with it?" Attractive possibilities for sure, but there's a darker side to this. The task of aging, we're being instructed, is successfully sustaining all the capacities and preoccupations of youth. I would not exclude for a moment that it's great to continue to have dependable erections, or that a woman would still have that body to die for, and that both would enjoy good digestion and daily 2-mile runs. But being old is a stage in life requiring very different tasks. To live being old meaningfully takes skills that time, trial, and error cultivate. The skills must be consciously fostered. They include the art of reflection, the ability to see how our past informs our present. For the aging, there's the giving back to others what's been given to us. It's having the wisdom of knowing when to let go of what isn't important while holding on to what is. Being old meaningfully is loving well as we once loved passionately. I would add that for the aging, stories are important. The author, Joan Didion, said that we tell stories in order to live. We elders are the repository of history. We've lived the history. It's important that the stories be told. The King James Version of the Bible frames the two dominant characteristics of aging with delicacy in two stunning images: that the old may be stricken in years, but that they are also full of years. Whatever else I may be full of, I like the idea that, as an old man, I am full of years. This is George Merrill.